This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back. It's hour number two here on the show, which is brought to you by Allegheny Health Network, Health for All, PNC Bank. Make today the day. And driven by number one Cochrane, go one better at number one Cochrane. Bob Pompiani behind the microphone, Matt Harkins behind the glass. Call us at 412-928-9370. Talking about really anything you want to talk about. Steelers and their offseason, what you expect to happen. Also, Super Bowl. We had some prop bets we just went over. Got the Hall of Fame tonight. And once again, for those of you, you know, it's difficult because there are four offensive linemen on this ballot. They got to get from 15 down to 10 and then 10 into 5. It's unlikely you're going to get more than one offensive lineman. So your choices are Alan Faneca. And by the way, all of these guys to me are Hall of Famers. That's what makes this tough process if you have to pick. Kevin Mawai, a legendary center, is on that ballot, along with Steve Hutchison, outstanding guard, Faneca, and Tony Boselli. So if you had to pick just one of those four, to me, all of them deserve it. But you got to pick it, and they're up against guys like Steve Atwater, Champ Bailey deserves to be in, Isaac Bruce. They got a couple of coaches here, Don Coryell and Tom Flores. Edgerrin James, how about Ty Law, who got an endorsement letter from Tom Brady? John Lynch, Ed Reed, Richard Seymour, all these guys. It's very tough sledding. Next year, Troy Polamalu will be on the ballot, I believe, for the very first time. To me, he is a Hall of Famer. In every sense of that word. But, you know, the thing about it, this is so heavily, it seemed, looked at from a statistical point of view, that sometimes his stats do not properly reveal what he was doing in Pittsburgh. If you watch him every day, you know what he did. You know what kind of a difference maker he was. But nationally, if you're just looking at stats and you forget about Polamalu every day, you may come to a different conclusion. He deserves to be in, and I think he should be a first ballot. But then again, I'm pretty generous with this kind of stuff. I look at guys, and I can tell they're Hall of Famers or not. I'm sure you can, too, when you watch them. But you have to limit your picks. So we'll see what happens. Penguins, big day of trading yesterday. And the question is, call us at 412-928-9370. Is Jim Rutherford done, or is he setting himself up for more? You wonder how much more. He got rid of Derek Brassard and Riley Sheahan. And, you know, Sheahan did fine here for what I think was expected of him. However, Derek Brassard just never fit in. I don't think Derek Brassard is the kind of player you saw here in Pittsburgh. I think he still can be a difference maker with a team, and maybe he'll go to a team like Florida, and he will be. The problem with them is you have centers there who are not going to easily give up their roles either. Alexander Barkov is really good. Vincent Trocheck is really good. You know, they have guys down there, and I think Nick Bjugstad, while he played well in Florida this year, he played on a line with largely with Barkov and Evgeny Dadonov, both very good players. So his numbers last year, he had 49 points, and I think that was a career high. His career high for goals was back in 2015, I think, with 24. So bottom line is he can play, but he's not just a center, he's a right wing. So if you believe that McCann can be a third line kind of guy, or they may look again. You know, the trade deadline is until the end of this month. So we'll talk about the Penguins. They take on Toronto tonight, very tightly fought for Metropolitan Division. Call us and let's talk that, or Steelers or Pirates. We haven't had any Pirate calls. And here we are knocking on spring training's door. 412-928-9370. Let's go to John in Robinson Township, who joins us right now on the Bob Pompiani Show. Hey, John.
Hey, Bob. I called a month ago or so. You could probably check your notes there and quickly brief yourself on my call. But I called to say that Tomlin should be fired, and you basically hung up on me and then grandstanded for a minute or so about how you thought that was a bad idea. It left a sour taste in my mouth, Bob. And I just want to know from you, if we don't make the playoffs again next year, or if we have another bad performance, will that finally be the time you say we should pull the plug on Tomlin?
I think you're going to get an answer, John. And by the way, if I hung up, it's only because I have time constraints here. I never hang up on people deliberately unless it's deserved. But that wasn't deserved. I just think people around here forget about the overall Mike Tomlin resume. And I think it's important to know that you have to win regular season games before you get to a postseason. Have they failed in the postseason a lot recently? Absolutely. It's their standard is to win championships, and they haven't even been to one in 10 years. So I think your answer will come.
No, if you could answer my question, Bob.
I am, but I'm going to tell you.
If they don't win a game in the playoffs, if they don't win a playoff game next year, will that finally be enough for you to say Tomlin has to go? What is your breaking point is what I want to know.
Why are you so anxious to get him out of town?
Because they stink. They're a disgrace. They're the Kardashians of the NFL. They've won three playoff games in the last 8 years. Really two, if you count the
versus. I get all of that. I get all of that. But, again, I still think you have to get there. If you have disappointments in the postseason, yeah, it's on the resume too, but so is all the other stuff. I think that you're going to see his if the Steelers do not give him an extension, and that's right now up in the air, I still think they're thinking about it because this is when they normally do. If they don't, then he's on a very short leash for next year.
So you're not going to answer the question. This is what I
have to see how it plans out, John. I just don't sit here and say fire people just because I fire people. Are there reasons to fire him? Sure there are. You can make that case for every coach in the NFL.
If they don't make the playoffs next year, that'll be 3 wins in 9 years, failing to make the playoffs for the last nine. That's still not enough for you to say he has to go.
I want to see how it works out and see what they do. If they don't make the playoffs, likely it's going to get to a point where that happens. But it will depend on what they do in this offseason, because I still think they believe that he is a good quality coach, and I think that if they give him an extension, which is still on the table, it may not happen. And if it doesn't happen, your answer will be yes. If they don't make it, then likely that's the answer. Thanks, John.
I really dislike the media, you media guys who just are afraid to...
I'm not afraid. I'm just saying you're asking my opinion. That's my opinion. You just want to fire him. He's garbage. Get him out of here. Let's start over. And I think that's a common theme when people are disgruntled. I get all that. But that's not the way I would handle business. I think stability has handled the Steelers well over the years. So that's all I'm saying, John. That's my point. I try to look at things rationally in an irrational situation. And right now it's irrational, brought on largely because of Mike Tomlin's willingness to give Antonio Brown too much special treatment, and it backfired on him. That's on him. There's no doubt. But I also look at the positives, too.
You could probably pick up the phone right now and call Tomlin and get an interview. You could probably pick up the phone right now and call any of the coordinators and get an interview. And I think that makes your job easy.
That's not true, though. It's not what you think. I just think you have an axe to grind with him, and that's fine. A lot of people do. If you want to think that way, go ahead. My opinion is my opinion. You have yours. I respect yours. I hope you respect mine. But you want me to change mine because you're angry. I'm not going to change my opinion because you're angry. I'm not doing it. I look at the overall thing. I think there are a lot of good going on. I see practices over. I see a lot of things that a lot of people don't see. Mike Tomlin has been here for a lot of years. They've gone to the playoffs a lot. They've won a lot of divisions. John Harbaugh, rather, was in the same mess. Earlier this season, he was supposed to be out of it. Now, people will say, wow, look at the great job he turned them around. They went winless in the postseason, right? They got there, yes. They won a division. He got a 4-year extension at $11 million a year. There are still people in Baltimore who don't like that. They made a choice, and they chose to stick to a guy they know, they like, and they believe who can coach them out of this. Missing playoffs happens a lot in the NFL with a lot of teams. I think people around here have expectations. The Steelers have a right to be in the Super Bowl every single year. It does not happen. With all the success the New England Patriots have had, they still are one Super Bowl behind the Steelers. They can tie them, yes, this year, but the bottom line is it's a tough thing to do. There are problems every team has to incur. I want to see what Tomlin does this year to get out of this situation. And this will be largely how he's looked at from a team management point of view. So I think it's important to find out what they do with him. If they extend him, then they believe he's the answer longer term. If not, they may be sending a message, show me, next year is going to be something of a counter response to what we saw this year and the year before. But remember, they were 13-3 last year. You can tell me, oh, they got lucky with kicks. Well, they could have been 13-3 this year. They got unlucky with kicks. There are a lot of things that lead to the results that you see. They should have won a division. The fact that they didn't comes down to this team failed against some very easy competition for them, or at least people they should have beaten, and they didn't. They didn't take care of business. But there are a lot of reasons for that. I think players own it, too, when they do things that they're not supposed to do. And that includes Roethlisberger. He led the league in interceptions. You got to be better than that. So if you want to just change everything, I think it's a risky deal if you've reached that point, and maybe they will next year if this continues. But for right now, Tomlin is the coach, and I have no problem with that. 412-928-9370 is that number to call. Our show is brought to you by the good people of Allegheny Health Network, Health for All, PNC Bank, Make Today Today, and number one Cochran, Go One Better. Open lines until 1 o'clock at 412-575-2600. That's not the number. That's the sports call number. I have too many numbers in my mind. You can call that every night at 1035 on Pittsburgh CW if you'd like. We would enjoy that. This is 412-928-9370. It's 93.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.